This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Angel says killer and cost less. So, Josh, I've been playing this little video clip with Stu Peters. I know you're waiting for news. I'm surprised that there hasn't been more Komodo already in Maricopa County and in Arizona. Because I believe this is what I call wake-up week. This is the week that people finally get to the point where their frustration, anger, and hunger exceeds their fear, and they start to freaking well lose it. Now, a lot of the people I've been dialoguing with, in fact, I'm trying to get through to them and on my radio show and so on, most of them would like to say epithets. Like, for example, we had this lady, I'm going to, John W. Springs in the background there, and I won't mention her last name, but her first name is Sasha. Now, he was arguing with Sasha, who he's known for years, and her daughter, trying to get them to convince that the vaccines are dangerous. Now, she said, no, we just talk about Jesus at our church. We don't talk about health issues and vaccines. But you have to understand here, dumbass Christians, that the vaccines are the first entry point to the mark of the beast. They're to destroy your BMET2 region of your brain. They'll kill you. We now estimate from the actual expanded statistics from the bearers and others that probably 500,000 Americans are already dead since January from the vaccines, and they're happening all around the world, Europe, etc. And when they say it's only the unvaccinated are getting sick, this is the usual bullshit that's being pushed by the news media, including even here from my relatives. And really, if you look at stations like the Seychelles Islands and 80% vaccinated and 85% in Israel, no, it's the vaccinated that are dying, and they're dying where they grow the same amount of virus in their nose or airways as is the unvaccinated, but because of their toxic effects of the vaccine, they're much more likely to die. Especially if you start giving booster shots that include nanoparticle minerals like graphene oxide that eventually interfaces with your brain so you can turn into a hotspot. We're basically have people have to start getting the word. We are in the tribulation, and basically the devil wants to get rid of all the Jews and all the Christians and anybody who has a faith in God of any religion, even if you're a good damn Muslim. He doesn't want anybody to believe in a God. He wants Satan himself wants to be worshipped as God through his minions and his United Nations and all their Druidic Council of 12 and all their Masonic orders on Earth. So I'm hoping Maricopa will come up within the next few days, because when it starts to, it's going to be the dam's going to start bursting. States all over, 33 states have passed laws to improve their election things to get rid of Dominion software. People are waking up. And although the federal government's already tried to pass edicts, even two of the FDA senior agents have said they're not going to agree. And they're quitting, one in October, one in November, because they realize that Joe Biden and the clique behind them are ordering the FDA to say, we're going to force vaccinate every American to be taking the goddamn vaccines or booster shots in September. What the hell? If they think they're coming to my home to force vaccinate me, I have a shot for them, but it contains lead or other exotic technology which I'm building. And believe me, they won't see a pop when it comes at them. It'll make them fall forward and knock them on their ground and unconscious. And I don't want to kill them, but I want to make sure they know that they're not going to force vaccinate me or my daughter with Down syndrome. They're just not. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, now the Satanic Garden gnome, Dr. Fauci, is saying that he wants to get everyone inoculated and injected under the age of 12. Now we know that kids don't even get it. They don't even get sick.
Well, that's because it makes them sterile. They have no sperm. It'll swim. They'll have no ova that actually ever have a baby. You forget. It'll be like a movie about 20 years ago where the last person who was born was a teenager. They suddenly died, and the whole world grieved that the youngest person on Earth died in this movie. That's what's coming, people. A complete annihilation of the ability of the human race to reproduce by the result of these vaccines. That's what's coming, okay? And I can rescue you if you take my supplements, but if you keep taking booster shots, you're physically, your brain will die, you'll become a cyborg if you don't physically die, and you'll be basically take the full mark of the beast and just do Satan's bidding. You'll be a living cyborg with a dead soul that's a part of the brain, the connection to God and nature. That's where we're at, people. This is not like, oh, that's just your opinion, Deagle. This is right out of the Bible, both the Jewish and Christian Bible. It's the whole God-awful truth, isn't it?
This is what their plans are. Their plans are to depopulate the world. There's no question about it. And people like Bill
and they're saying it straight up.
They're
not even hiding it anymore. They're actually bold enough to actually sit there with his blank face on, Klaus Schwab and the United Nations, other people, and they just say it all like matter of fact, like, you know, grinning at us, like, you know, Bill Gates of Hell. I call him, change his last name to Gates of Hell. And Klaus Schwab and these other maniacs, I'm thinking, whoa, I'll tell you what we need to do. I saw this little neat video thing. We need to quarantine all these globalists and put them in one little place, one building, away from the rest of us, and then the plague will disappear. People start taking healthy supplements, including things like our, even if they take great, you know, stuff like zinc hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, but if you get my stuff, which is first line defense kit and vaccine rescue, the virus will be gone in a matter of days and weeks. There'll be no more need to panic or wearing face diapers and all the other crap. Or any new strains caused by the vaccines, which actually make the virus mutate because the people are sick. So when the host is sick, it mutates the virus. This is all by design, and you dumbasses out there are being good little what I call minions. I've got what we call, you know, what's that the syndrome where the animals all commit suicide at the same time? What do they call that?
Lemming.
The lemmings. I call it lemmingitis. You're so dumb, you figure if you're a good lemming, they'll leave you alone. When in fact, yes, sure they will, but you'll be left alone in the bottom of a mass grave. How's that? Because you're a dumbass, and dumbass die by like the flies. Now, you might be offended by that, but too damn bad. I'd rather do you hate my guts and survive by saying, that goddamn Neagle, he thinks that I'm an idiot and I'm committing suicide by getting the booster shot. I said, yeah, what of it? Do you want me to do a brain scan on you, a blood test to see your, organic acid tests or D-dimer to show you showing off microclots or your brain starting to shrivel up because you're taking all these shots? Oh, I see. You're now got so much damage, you can't even have common sense to know that you're committing suicide, right?
There's so many people with so many adverse conditions that VAERS and CDC and all that, they've stopped reporting. They've stopped reporting months ago. That's how bad it is.
Well, and when they do VAERS report, you need
voluntary.
By the way, VAERS needs that doctor to spend about a half an hour to do a report. Just one person takes a half hour to fill all the paperwork. So they're only getting about 1 in 100 people that actually is dying due to these things. And then we have
right,
all the people with complications.
Only 1% report.
Right. So here's what my guess, people. If you think you know better than me, and I know I was advised by my tech guy, Simon Tigas, and he said, well, you know, we did a report on you, and there's, you know, negative reports and positive. Of course, I'm dealt with my video this morning, and I think I sent you a copy of a 30-minute video explaining my background and the attacks on my reputation and so on, which is bullshit. But you have to understand, he said, well, maybe you just need to be nicer. I'm thinking, are you kidding? I don't think people have a right to an opinion that's suicidal to my audience. I'm not going to let you come on my show, and I'm sure you wouldn't do it either, and let somebody say something stupid that will kill your audience, right?
Well, you're always going to challenge people with that.
Yeah, but the thing is, I would love them to challenge, but they probably don't have the balls to do it because, you know what? If they do, like this guy last week, Stephen Fox, I did an intellectual vivisection live on the air, and he was upset. That's because my scalpels, blades, and lasers do hurt when I'm cutting you up because you deserve it. Now, you got to understand, people, we're at the end of this road here now. And we got to speak truth and spirit words, even if it puts us in personally in a hell of a lot of danger. Do you think that if they pass this law, the federal government talking about forced vaccinating everybody, including people like me and my daughter with Down syndrome, do you think that I'm going to go into that good night without a fight? You've got to be delusional. Do you think that they're going to run out of doctors, nurses, and police willing to be stupid enough to go to homes where 1 in 100 homes will kill their sorry asses or injure them badly? Are they prepared to do that? Why do you think even the FDA has two major agents that are saying, we're not going to do this? This is not even, we're not even waiting until we have data. And you're telling us we better force the people to do this. Even the FDA, as bad as they are, they don't want to go along and be minions of the federal government telling them what to do before they even have data to lie about it. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
It is bad. That's why they're quitting. That's why they're you know, keeping up their Hippocratic oath not to do harm. And some of them are having a conscience about it, and it's wonderful to see. And I want to see, obviously, Rainier Gilmich and that lawsuit go forward. We'll see what happens with that. But that's, you know, we've got to hold these people accountable. And what's going on in Afghanistan, this is absolute treason. This is not a military blunder or mistake. This is purposeful treason.
Right, and by the way, it's not just Joe Biden. It's Milley. It's these other generals. It's the deep state behind them. They got this demented asshole that if you do a brain scan, his brain is probably already dead, Joe Biden. The man is not cognitively with it. He might as well have, I call him Bidenocchio. He's like a puppet, you know, like Pinocchio. You don't see his strings because he's a robot. He's actually operated remotely. That's why he walks like one. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Bidenocchio, it fits, doesn't it?
A former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State has guest-arrived Predator drones on the suicide bomber.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense.
This week you're going to find out that government's going to become irrelevant. In other words, we see it even with various states, like 33 states passed laws about elections, but look at the states talking about pro-life. Most of them know that by the time you get a heartbeat, it's a baby. It's not, and now we know that even the babies can survive with a heartbeat, like little tiny ones, like even, you know, less than, you know, so many grams. That's a fact now, medical fact, which means they can't say, well, where it's just a lump of flesh, you can cut it up. And I tell them, I said, look, I've done abortion. We used to call them jigsaw babies. We'd have to put the pieces together so they wouldn't leave a piece in the mother so they wouldn't die of peripheral sepsis or bleed to death. So when people want to say they want to push abortion, I said, really? So it's a lump of tissue. If they had had ultrasound at the time when they passed the Roe versus Wade, they would have never passed it because they could see it's a friggin' baby. Well, same thing with senior citizens. If your grandma's doing gardening and she's still playing piano at 85 and she has a fall and gets a broken hip and maybe she becomes a little incognitive for a couple of days because she's, you know, had a bad fall, you don't let them say, oh, I'm not going to put a feeding tube in her, I'm going to give her terminal injections. Because insurance carriers now are saying, hey, she's 85, why don't you let her go? Don't keep her alive. And last week she was playing piano and operating her own garden. You've got to be kidding. They don't want senior citizens to have all their freaking clues about them. Right. I'm going to be 70 next year.
Are a culture of death.
Right. They are a culture of death.
Death.
Well, I believe that
they don't respect human life.
60 and 70-year-olds are like 30-year-olds, say, half a century ago. Do you know what the average lifespan was the average Roman citizen? 30.
Yeah, you know, like, I was going to say like 38 or something.
Do you know what the average life expectancy was at the time of Moses?
28, I think.
120. And before that, in previous iterations of civilizations, right up to the Adam and Eve and so on, they lived centuries. And there are little pockets, even in Asia, where some of the people use various technologies and they live for centuries, including in China. We've got reports in India and in China that even 4 and 5 centuries ago, there were special adepts that lived 200 and 300 years. The problem is, you see, they can't deal with the fact of an aging well population called the elderly. They can't deal with the fact that maybe Dr. Deal and other scientists like myself, like Dr. Goldman and Dr. Klaps and other scientists, we have 30,000 health professionals and 400,000 health professionals and 30,000 doctors worldwide working on technology. That what if we just added 20 years to the average lifespan so the average person lives to say 120? Society's not ready for it. They're not ready for a 100-year-old beating somebody in tennis or chess. They're not ready for rock-climbing 95-year-olds, are they? They're not ready for people swimming across New York Harbor on their own when they're 85 years of age, are they? They're not ready for people going...
You would think they would want people to live longer because the longer they live, the more likely they would need, you know, their pharmaceuticals, and the longer they'd become...
Well, they need less, actually. We found out that when you're over 60, if you actually look at the number of pharmaceuticals, if you find someone, say, 85, and they're only, say, on one or two drugs, they're most likely going to be lived to be 100. If they're on 10 drugs, they're going to croak. So the pharmaceutical companies are cashing in to try to knock off people in the 50s and 60s so they don't become pharmaceutical-free 85 and 90-year-olds. The people that I've taken care of that are healthy at 90, they don't take any drugs. They maybe take one pill or something like a diuretic, and that's it. All right? Everything else is natural supplements and organic diet. Now, where are we going here? I believe this week is wake-up week. Firstly, they're putting so much money into this budget that Nancy Pelosi, I call her, because she's a lousy person, that they're going to blow up the U.S. dollar. They've also, because they've destroyed the petrodollar, because the petrodollar is dependent that we don't allow our allies, including Turkey and Saudi Arabia, to buy Russian equipment, which means because we've done this, they can't trust us, the petrodollar is dead. Which means not only are we dependent on these guys to get rid of our own pipelines, the petrodollar is dead, which means the U.S. dollar, they can't keep on borrowing and printing money out of free thin air. And that means if you want to look at inflation, you ain't see the bottom of this. This is going to go nuts. Okay, my own younger son was thinking about buying a home. He doesn't want to buy a home now. He realizes that things are crazy. He's going to stay with us now. He had an apartment for a year. He's going to come back with this lady who's offered a ring in marriage to her, and she's a wonderful lady. What you see happening here is society starting to get to the point that the globalists want to kill our economy, kill us with toxic vaccines that aren't even necessary. They didn't want the emergency use authorization, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they tried to suppress it. When if they did that and they just did things like immunoglobulins, they cut 80% of the death rate down by simply treating people before they got to hospital, which is inappropriate to use a ventilator. It's not the right thing. Hyperbaric oxygen is, but a ventilator is not. And they don't look at the fact...
If you think about how many people Dr. Fauci has personally killed. We're talking millions of people based on his suppression of life-saving drugs. I mean, if we had a real justice system, he would have been a bad memory by now.
He would have been executed in any other culture, okay? What I would like to do is I call, and I'm a sarcastic son of a bitch, I call him spitball prison, where you keep a sorry carcass alive hundreds of years so you can torture him by doing hard labor and having kids pop coins into machines and actually shoot spitballs and put colored markers on their asses to win prizes. What I want to see is I want to see century-long embarrassment to these maniacs that have done this crap to us. You know, I don't want to just die because people forget. You know, that's why people forget the Kristallnacht after Germany. And so they don't realize, was it similar? Oh, here's a dialogue. Okay, the guy owns a jewelry store in, let's say, Austria. Dear, we don't want to give up our jewelry store. I know some of our friends have left for New York already, but I think we could do fine. We had a really good year last year, lots of sales. But, dear, we heard that the Germans are talking about coming home to home, and they're already building civil detention camps. Oh, no, we can buy them off. We'll give them some silver. Maybe they'll give them some whatever, you know, some money, and they'll just quietly leave us alone. Next day they arrive, get into the truck. What do you mean get into the truck? Well, I want to take my such and such. No, no, we just want you. We do not want your stuff. So they take them off to a civil detention camp and they work in hard labor, and if they don't work hard enough and they're starving, they shove them into a mass grave and let them pack on top of each other until they die. Now, if you want to see, that's what's happening now because people have been passive. In Australia, they let them take away their guns. So the Aussies now are freaked out, and now even the truckers are finally going to shut down the whole country. They realize we don't have guns, but we have trucks. We're just not going to listen to the freaking out.
Let me explain something. The key to getting rid of this regime is the truckers.
Right.
Here's what should happen. President Trump is a billionaire. He's got tons of money. He knows lots of other billionaires. He needs to reach out to his billionaire network of friends and get about 10 billionaires together. And then basically tell the truckers, we'll pay for your bills, we'll pay for your expenses and all that for 30 days. You shut down your truck, and you shut down your truck in specific areas, you know, by zip code, in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Detroit, Chicago, right. Portland, Seattle, Washington, D.C. And basically what happens then is the people are going to go absolutely crazy when they find out there's no supplies, there's nothing coming in, they can't buy any goods and services, and then we put sticky notes on the empty shelves in the supermarkets that say, if you want more goods and services to come back, you go to Washington and you demand with the rest of us the resignation and dissolvement of this government.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what we have to do.
You call it a trucker revolution.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in New York and New Jersey from the heavy flooding brought by Hurricane Ida's remnants. At least 14 people were killed in various incidents in New Jersey. There are reports of 9 deaths in New York, including a 2-year-old boy in a flooded home in Queens. At least 60 Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden and other officials within his administration to either resign or be impeached, over their handling of the Afghan withdrawal. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the GOP must first get the majority in the legislative branch on Fox Business.
Political accountability is the first step here, and that occurs on November 2022 when we need to sweep Democrats from power, their deficit spending, their open borders, this debacle here in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News. President Biden delivered remarks on Thursday regarding his administration's response to Hurricane Ida. The president also saying he will be visiting Louisiana on Friday to survey the damage in the state. Biden adding it will be an all-hands-on-deck approach regarding technology when it comes to assessing damage across heavily impacted areas.
I've asked the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Energy to immediately make available any satellite imagery they can help provide in assessing the extent of the damage. Drones and satellites can make the work faster by getting to the places that are most desperately in need.
The White House is warning about malicious cyber activity ahead of the Labor Day weekend. Annie Neuberger saying hackers often look for opportunities to strike when fewer people are working in government and business offices, hospitals, universities, and school systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
I don't think you want to do it like 2 to 4 weeks. So I think that basically the threat of the trucker saying we're going, unless you actually resign. So for example, these general, like General Milley and these others, you need to resign now. The same with the people inside the Department of Injustice and the FBI and the CDC and these other people that are criminals, including the people running the drug trade. They need to be gone because we need to purge the people, the elements within our agencies and our bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is much worse than even the political animals in our Congress and Senate. The bureaucracy is embedded for their entire lifetime, and they think that they actually run the country, and it's just kind of a farce that we have elected officials. They think they're actually the controllers, and they're not even elected, right? But I didn't agree with you. I don't think you need a whole thing. You just need the threat of it. For example, if the truckers just made an announcement of, unless we get XYZ, we're going to do XYZ. Well, I don't think they actually need to do it. They just need to basically say, you're going to resign, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and you're going to resign all you elements within, we have names and so on within the deep state. And you're going to do it now or else. Now, the other thing we need to do is make certain that, number one, they immediately retract the order to stop killing crops. Because I saw farmers actually being ordered by Biden, yes, make sure, here's your money, kill your crop. Why? Because he wants to create a famine, so he kills people. No, I don't want us to amplify that problem. But I want people to realize that if we decide to cut off the food supply and the supply of things to the deep state, to these big blue cities, it's immediately over. The game's over. Now, we don't have to do it, but we have to have the threat of it, because one of the most powerful things we can have is just simply cut off, say, food, fuel, whatever, and things are done. I mean, you could do something as simple as just cutting off, for example, the access to the internet or cell phones. And that would cut off the kind of the online economy to parts of the country without even stopping one trucker. If you're real clever, you could hack in and make sure you just shut off the cell phone service and the ability to do e-commerce to all these blue cities and blue states, and guess what? Immediately you say, well, reverse this if all you politicians resign immediately Otherwise, we'll keep it on so you can't do any e-commerce, which means you can't buy food, you can't do this, you can't do that. And that without even stopping one truck would actually stop this problem immediately, wouldn't it?
Well, I think there's another strategy that might be even more effective. I think there's things are breaking up in terms of the news media throughout America. Here's some stories.
Well, give me your strategy rather than, you know, what is the strategy? I mean, I honestly think we have to do something pretty radical to get the not only the attention of the public but also the attention of these globalist politicians who's only a small clique. It's probably every several hundred politicians and globalists, billionaires, that are actually running the world into the ground. It's not millions of people. It's a little tiny micro fraction of bizarre humanity.
Now, if we can get people to go to their state capitals and our national seat or our national capital, it seems to me that we could get people to go to all of the television network stations and major news papers and basically address them in such a manner that that they could not ignore the truth any longer.
I don't think that's going to work, and I'll tell you why. And I've been doing this for years. People, if you can walk up and go up to somebody nose to nose, this is a good example of this one, Sash, that we've been dialing with the other day, and she got enraged that I dared to say I could be available to talk to her. Going on news media and confronting these people because they get alternative news media to always spin. What Deagle said is a lie. There's no graphene oxide. It's not killing people. We have no evidence that one person died from the vaccines. He's a liar. And all you do is keep repeating these messages like Russian muds against the wall, and people say there's enough people that are, I call lemmingites, that believe it. Now, a lot of people think if they just shut up and keep in line, they're going to be fine. They're not going to be in fine. Because down the road, there will be a famine. Down the road, there will be earth changes, especially when the pole shift happens. Down the road, when the government decides that they're going to take all the currency away unless you have the mark of the beast system in you and you're connected to the system, they're going to get rid of cryptocurrencies, etc. You're basically do what they say or you're not going to be able to buy and sell or have any food. It says right in the Bible. So I don't believe that confronting people in the state legislature is going to do a damn bit of good. I'll tell you what does do good. Prayer. And my prayer wheel thing will work, but also physical action. I don't think you need the truckers. I think if we simply have hackers, we can hack into to change things in such as the flow of information from the big tech media, and we can counter-hack them to make sure that the news media like MSNBC and these other news networks are shut down. If they're shut down and we have alternative media, people are going to wake up, where do I get my news? Oh, I'm going to go to WorldNet Daily. I'm going to go to this and that. What's going on right now, people are being stabbing themselves with BS by watching regular news, or I call it the snooze where your brain goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't think going to to the Capitol building and having a big thing, they're going to say you're doing an insurrection, just like the people who were there on January 6th. They weren't having an insurrection. They were having a protest that there was a stolen government and stolen election. There was no intention of doing so when Ashley Babbitt died. That black agent that shot her in the neck had no justification for shooting her in the neck. She knows she didn't have a weapon. And they asked them to come in the building. They were actually inviting them. Come on in. Crawl in through the window. They did it on purpose. They set it all up. And when they had the catastrophe, they said, we got it now. And they put some of those people in jail 6 months. So, no, I think that speaking truth to people doesn't work. What I found is speaking truth to people by action works. So whether it's, you don't have to do the trucker thing, but I know I'll tell you one thing. They are going to do the trucker thing in Australia. But I don't think it's going to go a month. My guess is it'll go a day or two, and it'll be shut down because the government's going to have to give in. They're going to say, no more forced vaccines, no more forcing your kids to be pinned down and vaccinated, no more, we're going to do all this shit to you or else. And the police better back off because the public is basically not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it. If they think they're going to force vaccinate me, they're going to die doing it. How's that?
Right.
And I don't think talking to them, if I went to speak at the Capitol building, say in California or anything, they would listen to Deagle. They'd shut me down just like when I called into the radio show over at Newsmax. I got 10 minutes on the radio in Texas, and they shut me down and tried to counteract everything I said by after they caught me off air. They don't want to hear questions or truth or dialogue. They don't want to hear an alternative opinion. They don't want anybody to say anything other than their satanic elite plan to kill us all and destroy us and kill our economy. they are so emboldened by the passivity of most people, they think they can get away with this shit. But guess what? They're stunned bunnies, and they're all going to die stunned. Because when they try to pull off the next step of this game, it's their terminal step. They're not going to make it.
Yes. What I was trying to say, Dr. was rather than sending people to those places that you and I concur and agree about, to basically surround these life-producing mechanisms like the TV stations and confront those people to the point, not confront them, but basically incapacitate them. And
yeah, you can do that electronically. You can have some guy in somebody's basement can actually hack in and incapacitate the electronic transfer of data and so on. That's easy. By the way, we're supposed to have Mark Gaffney. Did we get Mark Dan? Dan. Any luck with getting Mark Gaffney? You forgot, didn't you? Go ahead. Do it. Yeah, he put in an article I have up here. No, actually, let me go over and whip over that article because I want people to see this. This article deals with and Mark put this together here a few days ago here. It's 20 years later, 9/11 attorneys pressed for full disclosure in court. Now, he didn't refer to my name. I don't know why, but he actually referred to the fact that somebody was doing radioisotope analysis and tried to of the World Trade Center debris, and I had a big conflict with Alex Jones and Dr. Jones, who actually be his nuclear physicist from Utah, who thought it was just super nano thermite, which means he obviously is a novice and doesn't understand the structure of micronuclear devices and pits. That not only the Israelis are the most advanced on this. And I got in a lot of trouble with Alex Jones. He actually threatened that I was a predator, so he told the staff never to allow me to talk to him or his staff again in 2007 after I disagreed with his physicist.
Yeah, I recall Dr. Jones from Utah as well, and he was incompetent from my perspective.
Very incompetent. Alex was backing him because he doesn't understand physics, okay? So Alex is off on a tangent, and he got real mad at me because I didn't agree with him as a physicist.
My window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him he was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Do we have Mark now, Dan?
Yes, doctor.
Okay, good. Mark, we only have a few minutes left here now. You wrote this article, which I have up. I can't play the YouTube video parts of it, by the way, which is kind of funny because that's one of the things that I found with YouTube. They don't allow me to ever play any YouTubes because they knocked me off YouTube, but they don't allow me to play it either on or off air. Now, I know you did it in the article you wrote here, and it's the one that you wrote up here for Global Research. 20 years later, 9/11 attorneys pressed for full disclosure in court. Now, the fact is I've been trying to do radiation toxicology since 2007. I presented my first attempts in 2007 at the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference, and the Geordie Labs and labs in my alma mater in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and labs in Europe, and so on, all turned me down. And the last lab was about 7 years ago when the Japanese lab in Tokyo called me back after several months from getting ready to actually take the debris, which I had sent them, to analyze the debris using dual neutron spectroscopy. And they called back very sad, almost crying, that the U.S. State Department had contacted them and told them not even to talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, you got to understand, there's nothing dinky-dinky-dink-blink average about Dr. Deagle. If I say I know something, take it to the friggin' bank. Now, I didn't get the neutron spectroscopy, but I tell you, I worked in South Carolina where they would make the nuclear warhead detonators for nuclear bombs in Georgia when I worked there, because we only had 2 detonator sites in America. One was up in Hanford in Washington State, in up there near Seattle, and the other was the South Carolina nuclear detonation site making neutron spectroscopy and making warhead detonator plutonium detonator shells in South Carolina, and I took care of that plant. Okay. Now, I got asked to do a PhD in plasma nuclear physics from MIT from grade 11 because I already had taught myself and been taught by God quantum mechanics. So at grade 11, I was 17, asked and was offered after I did an aptitude test a PhD scholarship in plasma nuclear physics from MIT, and I didn't want to make nuclear weapons to kill everybody on Earth. So I went to oceanography, and I finished my PhD at age 20, but didn't write the thesis because my grandfather wanted me to go into medicine, and I actually applied to get it in 2 weeks. But I had the study finished. All right? So with all the skill sets God has given me, I applied those skill sets, and I can tell you without any doubt whatsoever that the World Trade Center fell in freefall because it was dissolved in an atomic vapor within picoseconds. And people, water, concrete, and steel, and aluminum, all were paramagnetic. They all became a vapor within fractions of a second. And they were destroyed. I think we lost a connection with somebody. I heard a thing go blip, 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 and they're gone. So are you still there, Mark?
Doctor, yes, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you have a chance to watch the series by Heinz Palmer, I sent you the link?
The video links are on YouTube. They won't let me watch them. I can't see them, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're YouTube. If you have done YouTube, I can't watch YouTube because YouTube blocks me from ever seeing YouTube videos. I can't see them. But I already know from all the experts I've dealt with, you know, our connection engineers for 9/11. And the problem is that when I dealt with Margaret Honegger, I don't know why. I can tell you why I think she's terrified, because I'm so nervy and ballsy, I scare even people who are CIA agents, because they realize if Deagle gets in the grand jury court in New York City, he's going to prove and get them to order neutron spectroscopy of debris from the World Trade Center, which I have right here in my studio, and he's going to tell them, for God's sake, that the deep state wasn't by Afghanistani or Muslims that flew into the towers. I mean, they have this one stupid report, you know, Saudi Arabia, where some guy, I think in 2007 or 2011, discovered a diagram where somebody was going to fly a jet into the World Trade Center towers. It was done by us. Just like we did the abandonment of our own people and our troops and our Afghan allies, done by us. It wasn't by Joe Biden. He's just the fall guy. He's a useless idiot. He's a place marker in a video game, okay? So what we're dealing with is, as they're getting ready to kill most of us, and they're going to start another false flag event, you can guarantee, with all the people terrorists released from Afghanistan, including people who are bombers and so on, do you not think they're going to have another 9/11-style event coming up shortly to justify further crazy actions by our so-called deep state against not only American citizens like the Patriot Act and also stuff overseas? Of course. It's more of the same bullshit we had earlier, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt it. I mean, these guys are still on the loose. They've never been constrained. They've never been held accountable. So we're going to keep doing it.
Right. So here's what I think is going to happen. Wake up week means enough of us are going to wake up. The deep state are going to panic, and they're going to try to declare martial law, which is a forced vaccination. As they say, nurses and doctors to force vaccinate one, say, 20 or 30 homes, are going to frequently injure and or kill the nurses, doctors, and other people, which I don't want to see. I do not want to ask this to happen. But if they try to force vaccinate me and they're going to give me a lethal injection of something and my daughter with Down syndrome, they're going to die. They're not just going to have a bad day, they're going to die. And I don't want that to happen. I have to defend my rights in my own body. But you see, the federal government now is at the point where they think they can justify anything, and they're taking laws like the ones in the early 1905s, which were the basis for America exporting to Germany the idea of eugenics, like even doing lobectomies on people, and forced abortions and sterilization of people, which we exported to Germany. They didn't originate in Nazi Germany. We exported them from America to Germany, and Adolf Hitler picked them up because he had received the magazines and the tutelage to actually do it. All the eugenic things in the death camps in Germany came originally from America. Did you know that? You're blank, aren't you?
Doctor, I wanted to mention one point. I don't know if we have time. Maybe it's not taking a minute to do it. Palmer, you know, his model of the destruction of the World Trade Center using nukes involves nukes planted down in the granite underneath the tower.
Exactly. That's why they actually had surges of energy that could be picked up as surges that could be picked up in geological, like an earthquake. And those surges occurred before even so-called buildings were hit by the aircraft, because they blew off the bottom joists with nuclear weapons. In fact, one of the people that was taking care of the towers saw somebody with their skin ripped off them because the nukes occurred in the basement, and someone near one of these elevator shafts was actually had their skin burnt off them and arrived upstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Caused by the nukes going off in the base of the building, okay? That's why there are mountains of radioactive and molten steel in there. And steel melts at 3,000 degrees, not 1,400 degrees like the fuel in a jet engine, okay? So if you think jet engine fuel caused these buildings to vaporize, you're a freaking idiot. You don't know chemistry or metallurgy, okay? So you need to go back to school and stop pretending you know anything. You're just a blithering idiot. Keep on blithering, but stay out of the way, please.
Well, this raises a question, Doctor. Were there were there tunnels or cavities that were, you know, test holes that were drilled down there, maybe in the 1950s as they were preparing the site for construction, they might have drilled down at that time, creating those opportunities, you know?
No, I don't think they had to do that. All they do is they had to have charges in the base of the building. They had RDX to cut the outside joists of the building at the base, and they had nuclear pits through the main core of the building, so the building was held together like that. And they designed it so that if a jet aircraft in the 1970s would have hit it, it would simply like, hit the screen and wouldn't have knocked the building to fall to its ground. Now, the fact it went free fall because those actual little floors of concrete and steel were turned to an atomic vapor in picoseconds. That's why it didn't just fall over. It fell down in its own footprint because those people, aluminum, steel, and concrete were all paramagnetic and they were turned to an atomic vapor in picoseconds because of nukes.
Period. Well, let me just mention, Doctor. Palmer claims that the explosion had to be contained in rock and that, you know, fully contained. And it ran for quite a while, and then it broke through at the top, this plasma shot right up through the elevator shaft, you know, and destroyed the building.
Well, actually, I have the proof that it was actually a number of floors. Every so many floors, they actually had micro pits in there. They did have big charges in the basement of the building, but no, it wasn't an explosion that happened in the basement and moved outward and caused the building to dissolve. It was at each of the so many floors they had micro pits that would dissolve the steel, the concrete, the people, anything, water. And things were non-paramagnetic, like paper documents were blown out the windows. That's why they didn't go even on fire. So, no. Yes, they had both. They had RDX in the base, they had super nano thermite, but the main thing were nuclear pits in the core of the building put there by Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, and the Israeli Mossad nuclear agents who were expert on battlefield nukes. They put the buildings in there. I have it from my intel sources directly from the deep state itself. Okay? That's what happened. Amazing. 9/11's coming up. They got more planned for us, people. Get your popcorn out. They're going to do something else so bad to us again.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? Nature Medical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.